cool, upbeat song. You can stand, sit, you can do whatever you want. I'm sure some of you want to drink your coffee. That's what I'm seeing. All right, hit it, boys. But through me. He was brave enough, he was bold enough to put that gauntlet down and say, are you going to cross? Are you going to come with me? Are you going to follow? Today, I just want to say, I'm following, and I think everyone I can see out here, I know you guys are following too. So as we sing this, just reaffirm your commitment to our Lord and Savior.
You are the way, the truth, and the life. We live by faith and not by sight for you.
Yourselves a hand.
Thank you, worship band. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Shine this morning. We're so glad that you're here to worship with us as we continue our Summer Bounty series. Today we're going to talk about joy. Are you ready? It's the middle of summer, beautiful outside, and we're here to praise together. So I'm so glad that you're. Everyone is welcome in this space. And I want to welcome Pastor Suzanne to come up here and give some announcements for us.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, welcome again. And isn't this an incredible day? Indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made. And if you're a first-time visitor to Shine or to our church here, we hope that you'll stop at the Welcome Center, and there's a gift for you. It's a wonderful loaf of bread, and it truly represents the wonderful fellowship of this church and of Jesus Christ. Now, too, we have a little bit of work for you to do. On the center aisle, you'll find the registration pad, and we hope that you'll take the time to fill that out and to pass it along. And then make sure you pass it back again, because that way you'll get to see all the new friends and the faces that are in church with you this morning. And remember, too, that we do have wonderful coffee back here, but following the service, feel free to roam over to Fellowship Hall and have coffee with the entire church today. This week, we've got some exciting things happening. Wednesday morning will be our morning glory worship at 7:40 a.m., and Patrick will be leading that worship service. And then Thursday night at 6:45, you're invited to participate in Taze. It's a wonderful meditative service, and that's held in the chapel. And then Friday evening at 7 o'clock, you may have read already on the screen, it'll be a special opportunity for all of us to gather and spend some time with the Imam from the Islamic House of Wisdom in Dearborn Heights. We really need to get to know our neighbors better, and this is a perfect opportunity. We've had a week of a lot of folks in hospital, and so we ask that you continue to pray and offer concern for a number of folks, Florence Norwood and Anna Demek, George Evans, Jim Valiquette, Peggy Said, Greg Irvin, and Shonda Lowry Sox. Also, Gertrude Fox and Jan Erickson had been in hospital, and they're now released. Many of you know the Feldmeyers, and so we want to let you know that there's a rosebud in the sanctuary today announcing the birth of Landon Barrett Miller, who was born July 6th to Ryan and Betsy, and indeed, the Feldmeyers are very, very proud grandparents. You know, too, that this has been a difficult week around the world. So our prayers go to the families of all of those who died in the attack in the south of France this week. And at the same time, as we deplore, we speak out against any form of violence. And God also calls each one of us to be an example of the grace, the kindness, the hope, and the love by following the way of Jesus. So now I invite you to stand if you're able and pass the peace, or as we used to say, make a joyful noise, but get to know your neighbor and say in Christian love. Thank you.
Isn't that awesome? Today, Pastor Dan's going to be speaking to us about joy, and certainly the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? You guys know that scripture? Totally true. I certainly need a lot of that in my life right now. That video was meant to just splash a little joy on you as we start our worship set today. So why don't you stand up with me? We're going to do a song that Tabor's written for us recently, and we really like, called More. Truly, God can do exceedingly more than we can ask or think. And I'm not just saying that. Do you believe that today? I need that faith in my life for some things right now. And I am stating what the word says. He can do more than we can ask or think. Sing it with us if you believe.
God is all you need. Let the Lord take the lead. He'll paint you a picture of his kingdom on earth. Your healer brings peace from your fear. He'll tell you a story of his unending glory, and it's more than you could ask for, more than you could think.
This world in this day and age. Amen.
God is our leader. We have faith in our healer. In his love will show us his kingdom before us, and it's more than you could ask for.
God, we need so many things in our life. We give you glory, we give you praise, but we also have needs. We have things on our heart. We walked in here with them. Won't you please, as we surrender them to you right now, just take them and release us into what your Spirit wants us to do, Lord, wants us to be. Help us, Lord, paint that picture in our minds, in our hearts. We just want to be like you. This world we saw this week, even more violence, even more things that don't represent you. But God, you said that you have told us these things, that in you we might have peace, that in the world we might have trouble, but you said, take heart, for I have overcome the world. Oh God, we need you in our world, and let it start with us. Let peace start with us. Let joy start with us. Let all the fruit of your Spirit, Lord, start with us. Right here, in this moment, and into our future. Help us to be like you, Lord. There's someone who probably hasn't felt the touch, the love of God. Because Because I believe that once you felt the touch of the love of God, you will never be the same. And it's not about logic. It's not even so much about faith. Because you know what isn't greater than logic? Love. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is what? The greatest of these is love. So I prayed for that day. That person said, God, may they know your love through one of us or through someone else that knows them. Touch them with love so that they will never be the same. And maybe they'll change the bumper sticker. And maybe they'll one day want to be more like you.
You may be seated. And God calls us, we know, to be a praying people. So now, in whatever way is comfortable, whether you bow your head, you lift it high, you open your palms wide to receive and to give, whatever's comfortable, we now praise and give thanksgiving. For a precious and almighty God, we ask you to open our hearts now and our minds to pray. Let us be still and hear your whisper. Let us inhale peace and exhale joy as we follow your light to the truth of your everlasting love. With songs of joy and thanksgiving, we praise you. We praise for your loving spirit to heal our world. We pray to heal the senseless violence in our cities and world. We to be with the citizens, God, of Nice. Let them feel our love and your grace. Take away the mistrust and lack of understanding that divides your creatures. Increase in us the recognition that we are all your children. Oh, faithful God, be the instrument of peace for a world in need. Inspire laughter and joy as we open our eyes to see the beauty of your earth. soothe the pain in our lives. Today we pray for those facing health issues and ask you, Lord, to provide all the comfort and compassion to them. Help us to find hope with words of encouragement and acts of faith. We pray for the lonely, the depressed, and for people who have lost somebody that is so close to them that at times they are almost dying with grief themselves. Guide us to comfort them with your words, or to just sit still and be present. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the many blessings in our lives. Thank you, God, for family and friends in this precious place of worship. Help us, Jesus, to love one another and follow your light. Help us to live by the fruit of your Spirit. Oh, how these fruits need to be embraced every day by every one of us. And that's only possible through our Creator. Well, loving God, we offer these prayers to you, and we join in one voice saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom. You know, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians that God loves a cheerful giver. Eugene Peterson, in his translation, says that God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. I need to tell you that in Liberia, as the folks are going to give their offering, they give it with great joy because they dance down the aisle. No, I'm not going to ask you to dance down the aisle, but please give with that same joy and spirit of Christian love, as generously as you're able. Well, God of grace, it is our delight and our dancing spirit to give these gifts to you. All we are and all we have are yours alone. So accept this joyful offering as a token of our abiding love. Let it bring peace and justice and comfort to all the world. Amen and amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14. Thank you. Thanks.
There you go.
All right. We'll see. Leave this one on so that the really important parts I can be double loud. That'll be awesome. Yeah. The scripture says, "Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation in which you shine like stars in the world. It is by your holding fast to the word of life that I can boast on the day of Christ that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a libation over the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. And in the same way, you also must be glad and rejoice with me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you'll bow your heads and pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the contemplations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. All right, we're talking about joy, right? And in the realness of the world around us, we ask, what does it look like to have uninhibited joy? And as usual, we turn to the wisdom of children who see it clearly.
Look, I can be a shark. Now my whole house is great. I can do anything good. I like my school. I like anything. I like my dad. I like my cousins. I like my aunts. I like my Allisons. I like my mom. I like my sisters. I like my dad.
What do you think? That's some joy. Maybe you haven't had a moment quite like that in a little while, maybe ever. What would it look like to have even an iota of that satisfaction and joy in your life? The only place that I see joy like that often comes from the joy and the carefree nature of children and youth. In fact, some of our middle school youth were at the Tigers game this past Friday and showed that joy well, like AJ, who danced unabashedly in hopes of the dance cam camera, you know, catching him. And then he went in front of our whole section and led the whole upper bowl in the wave. Or the youth this week at our mission trip who had the joy of winning a card game or sharing a good joke between friends. Or the greatest joy possible this week, having a rare Pokemon show up on Pokemon Go and then catching it when your fellow youth did not, that's joy. I saw lots of joy at Motown Mission this past week. We can also find some pretty radical joy as we turn to the stories of the Bible, like the story of David. I've always wondered what it would be like to have the joy like David as he carried the Ark of the Covenant. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 and 15 says, "David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod," which we find out later in this scripture is something that's a little bit risque. "So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet." What would it look like to have so much faith in God that you can't help but to dance with joy, uninhibited by what others may think, and to freely express joy so much that others can't help but to join in? But oftentimes, as adults, it's not as easy to see things so clearly, and oftentimes our lives are a little more gray, and I'm afraid to say that it's sometimes hard to see or feel the joy in the world today. It is so easy to get wrapped up in the harshness of the news and lose sight of what is good. Even when some good things may be happening around us, it is easy to get bogged down with the negative. It's not that we are called to ignore the news. In fact, we are called to respond to what we see and hear with love, as Christ taught us. But it is easy to get burned out by relentless negativity. The hate, the fighting, the death, and failure to see the humanness in one another. We turn to God and we ask, where is joy? We pray this week for the people in Turkey and in South France for a relief from chaos and comfort in their mourning. But in Christ, we believe in the possibility of hope and the realness of joy. Our words from Paul in our scripture today are perplexing for me because Paul is also living in that gray space of life. Paul is writing to his followers in Philippi, asking them to stand firm in their joy in following the Lord, even as they are facing persecution. He is telling them not to complain, but to rejoice in the Lord. And although I don't think Paul is wrong, the truth is, I don't know that if I was in Paul's scenario, that I would be joyous. In fact, I'm pretty sure I would be complaining because actually in the first chapter of Philippians, Paul tells us in his epistle, this letter, that he is writing this letter from jail. So Paul is talking about his joy in the Lord despite being imprisoned for his belief and preaching. So he's preaching about his belief while being imprisoned for preaching about his belief in Christ. Paul is a better man than I. Unlike David dancing before the Ark of the Covenant, Paul has very little to celebrate besides his faith in Christ, and yet he extols this positive word. But even if I am being poured out as a libation over the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. Even if everything around me is going poorly, Paul says, because of my faith, I have joy. Let me be clear, my possibility for joy comes in part from my own privilege. I have the opportunity for joy in part because the largest thing ailing me is less than many see on a daily basis. I have the opportunity for safety, food, shelter, and the benefit of the doubt in most situations. For others, that is not always the case. As somebody with much opportunity for joy, it is part of my responsibility as a Christian to speak out for others that do not have the same experience in their lives. We as Christians can help be the change we want to see in the world by recognizing that others do not have the same opportunities that we have. We open ourselves up to help make changes that shift that narrative. This is similar to what our high school and middle school youth did this past week in West Virginia and in Detroit. They were part of positive change for others that were in need. And I know they were also, through that experience, learning joy from some of the people that they worked with and for. And our youth were able to see life different from their own perspective, which, in my opinion, always leads to growth. This past week, my joy came from being able to go with Pastor Lindsay and all of the middle school youth to Motown Missions, which is a mission in Detroit. Not only did I get to see the joy of the kids throughout the week, especially during some of our excursions in the city like I talked about, but I also got to see the joy that they were able to share with the people that we met and worked with. One of the most joy-filled moments was our very first day of working as we were helping Miss Bell scrape and paint her large deck in the backyard. Although it was a long process, the youth worked very hard. And at the end of the day, Miss Bell was very pleased, but even before she knew that it was going to turn out well, she started slowly over the course of the day bringing out gifts to us. First, it was a whole thing of tea, right? Good iced tea. And then it was a watermelon that she came out and just placed on the table, and all the kids turned and looked at it. And then it was a couple bags of chips. And then it was a stand that she brought out, this tea mixed with lemonade. And then she said, does anyone want hot dogs? And when you ask middle school youth who've been scraping and painting all day on a deck if they want hot dogs, there were many takers. And I have to admit, the adults also polished off quite a few. And at the end of the hard day's work, we had a feast that was given to us by Mrs. Bell. Her joy and our joy intermingled as we shared a picture and the food that she had provided for us. It was the joy of Mrs. Gloria and Mrs. Jackson, of Mr. Farmer and Mrs. Grace. It was working with one another and the staff of Motown Mission and our nonprofit organizers. It was this joy that taught us more about what it is to live positively in our world, that told us how we could spread joy. In fact, part of the way to find joy is to have faith in Christ and share that faith with others, just like Paul is writing to Philippi. Part of the realization of joy comes from the recognition of what God has already done in our lives. God had already drastically changed the life of Paul when he's writing this letter from prison, and it brought him to salvation and gave him a new purpose. Paul says his joy is not from his own doing, but comes from the joy of Christ in his life. And I believe that everybody should have an opportunity to experience the joy of Christ and the joy of life. And this past week, as we were driving to our different work sites, we kept driving past a banner over and over as we left Metropolitan UMC. It's kind of hard to see because on the last day I said, I better get a picture, I'm preaching about joy. But it says, every child deserves to experience pure joy. When I think about the little girl in the video at the beginning of the sermon, I hope that every child gets at least that moment of pure joy. I believe that this is true, and I also find it highly appropriate that there is a construction sign in the bottom of the picture, right? Because I believe that pure joy is also a work in progress. I'm a Wesleyan, and Wesley believed that we're moving on towards perfection. But in the meantime, we have a calling as Christians to be part of that meaning-making for others and joy-forming truth that invites all to experience that joy of Christ. Although we cannot create joy apart from God, we are called to live like so many of our youth did this week, to help others in all the ways that we can and be a living testimony to the love and power of God. As we serve as the hands and feet of Christ, we are also called to engage others where they are so that we can learn more about their humanity and how their lives are similar in many ways to our own. And we have to learn that we do not have to be afraid of the things that are different. Much of what we learn about joy echoes the testimonies of many of our biblical characters. When we are grounded in faith, we can find joy and embrace it. And we can share it with others in meaningful ways, even in the grayness of life. And when we are surrounded with bad things that are happening, we can let Christ shine into the world around us. And we can embrace that bountiful gift that God has bestowed upon us of joy, even when we cannot fully see it. We can share the joy of Christ, not excusing the realities of those around us who are hurting, but showing love and joy to all that we encounter. We can find joy within the chaos and share an encouraging word for those who are yet to experience that joy realized in their own lives. As you head into this week, I want to give you some homework. I want to ask you to do three things. Are you ready? All right, I'm giving you the homework whether you're ready or not. So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. The first thing that I want you to do is I want you to recognize your own opportunities for joy and recognize how those opportunities for joy might be different than others. That's number one. Recognize your own joy, okay? Second, I want you to look at the blessings that God has placed in your life and the joy that comes within those blessings. And third, I want you to think about how you can share joy with others in testimony and action to brighten others' lives. We are not the arbiters of joy. Our joy comes from God, but we can help spread the message of Christ in all that we do, so that as we prepare to carry the message of joy out in the world, we can also share a prayer of joy with our giver, Christ, the giver of joy. Let us bow our heads and pray together. God of joy and light, as we seek to encounter you this week in the beauty of all that surrounds us, help us also to seek to share your joy with others in all ways that we can. Help us to share the truth of your word and share your love through our actions and our attitude. And God of all, we pray especially for those who cannot see your joy in the world that they live in because of illness, because of situation, because of oppression, because of fear. We pray for them to find an end to their hurt. And we pray that you would use us, your people, to be a part of that significant change in order for joy to be made real to all of your creation. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask real quick before our band gets rocking again. We're going to invite Tovey to come up and share an announcement for us, our staff parish chair, and then we'll hear this word, and then we'll end with praise together.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. I'll use that if you don't mind. Perfect. Good morning, friends. Thank you for a moment of your time today. I have a very important message to relay to every member of our church. This is a day of new beginnings. I just witnessed the baptism of my very first grandchild, and thank you. But also, and why I am here, is that it is the first time in the history of Birmingham First United Methodist Church that one of our pastors has been elected a bishop. This is a big thing. And so when you see Lori Haller, Bishop Lori Haller, please help me congratulate her on this significant achievement. If any of you were able to watch the live streaming last week at the conference in Peoria, you must have noticed, as I did, that this was not an easy process to go through. And as I was watching, I couldn't help but think that all the years of training and competing that Lori has done for those long distance races, well, I think it certainly applied to the race for bishop. It took preparation, it took prayer, persistence, and a lot of stamina to stay the course. Perhaps she was even tested a few times to ensure that she was ready for what God has planned. Well, she not only passed the test, but she did it with grace and humility, never wanting anything more than God's will to be done, whether it was for this church or for the greater church. I can also speak firsthand on the importance and what a gift it is to have a spouse who provides such strong support. So we want to thank Gary also for all that he has done and will continue to do for Lori, but also for our church. We have experienced many changes this year, and this one will be another one that is very emotional for us. As Lori prepares for her new job, we must also prepare to welcome new leaders. With Gary's commitment to stay on and continue to lead us until new clergy are appointed, it will allow us to make the transition as smooth as possible. Your staff parish relations committee and Pastor Gary have already been in conversation with our district superintendent and council to begin the planning. Perhaps this is a good time to remember our core values and who we are as a church. Let us continue to practice our radical hospitality to welcome new appointments. But let us also support one another in love and encourage each other as we seek God's will for our church. In the same way that we send off our mission teams to be the hands and feet of Christ, we too will send off Lori with our love, our blessing, and our deep gratitude for the impressions she has left on our hearts, but also for taking on the important work ahead of her. And we must roll up our sleeves and do the work God has planned for us here. Perhaps that will be the best way that we can show our appreciation. As I said in my recent letter, in these times of uncertainty, we know the only thing that is certain is God's love for us. I strongly believe that we have witnessed God's will for Lori, and now God's will for our church to continue the work that has been started is about to unfold. We must look to our future with open hearts and open minds, knowing that God is with us always. So please pray for our church, pray for our leaders, that God will continue to bless us and keep us moving forward in following His plan. I thank you for your devotion and for your example, because together we are the church. Thank you.
We are so happy for Lori. Obviously, we know she's going to do awesome in that new leadership position without question. We know her. But you know what? You all are leaders also. We are leaders also for all the people in our lives. We can be an ambassador, a leader, an apostle to them, showing them the love and the joy that Pastor Dan spoke about through our lives. Who's in? Who's in? I'm in. Let's do that. Let's be leaders with Lori in that way. Stand up and let's give God our all as we sing this together.
Oh. lift Lori and Gary in prayer this morning for their leadership. And as we go from this place, let us carry the joy of Christ out into the world in everything that we do, that we may be that beacon for others, that we may recognize the way that God blesses our own lives and invites us to be a blessing to others. Go forth carrying that joy and light with you. Amen.